It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome, and welcome back to another episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and girl, I am so excited to talk to you this week, sis. So, I record the podcast like 2 weeks ahead of time. I try to give myself some buffer room. I'm doing better, y'all. Like, listen, that struggle season I was in this year has really done your girl some justice, okay? Flips hair that's in a ponytail. But I've gotten better with my recording and making sure that you all get your episodes consistently on Sundays, girl. But last week, or this past Sunday, I announced I was pregnant. So I've been saying I'm going to share some news with y'all for like the last couple of weeks. You probably have heard me fighting for my life breathwise on the podcast because I'm going and talking. It's because I am pretty much, by the time y'all hear this, I am 6 months pregnant. So I've been holding this back from y'all, which has a lot to do with why this year was really rough for me. We found out I was pregnant on Mother's Day, and it was not planned, okay? So all of my moms that have found out they were pregnant, and they did not plan that, baby, I feel you, sis, okay? And so we are very excited. We're having another boy. I am so excited to have another boy. As I said before, I don't have to switch my brain or buy anything. And it's so, so exciting. But I'm so excited to have two boys. They're literally going to be 2 years apart exactly. And it's just wild to know that we're growing our family. So I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who already sent congratulations and lots of love. It's so fun. I'm so excited to have another baby. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the podcast. Just a couple quick housekeeping things. If you are not subscribed to my email list, definitely join my email list. I have been sending out a weekly email the past couple of weeks. It's like my weekly reflection. I love typing that email up. It's just, I literally treat my email like they are my best friends. And I genuinely mean when I send emails, like I want you all to feel like I'm talking directly to you, because I love interacting with you all, and it makes me feel like we're friends. The second thing is follow me on Instagram, just because I'm always over there running my mouth. And third, follow my YouTube channel. I posted a vlog this week, and I plan to post one next week of just like my week, and then hopefully do some sit down videos. So, all right, enough housekeeping. So last week we talked a little bit about, managing your emotions. And in that podcast, I kind of went through a lot of things related to, you know, just kind of my story on why I wanted to talk about it, what negative feelings are, and also talked about the difference between avoiding and managing your emotions, and kind of went through briefly of what avoidance coping is. So I wanted to do this series in particular because I have found from being a counselor, and even my own personal story, that a lot of us in a natural human way just don't like dealing with hard stuff. It's really uncomfortable. It's really challenging. And facing your emotions is very exhausting because it requires a lot from you. And also the timeline in which you handle these difficult emotions looks different for everyone. And so like in the age of where therapy is way more accepted now, and there's not as much stigma, even though there is still a lot of stigma around even the process of going through therapy, just to be going to therapy, just to say it, but like really addressing things and changing is more of a conversation. And so as a therapist, what I see a lot often is really this idea of avoidance coping. And so I was just going to have a couple disclaimers at the beginning of this podcast. This podcast does not replace you going to get mental health counseling. My goal is for you all to have more awareness and have more understanding of these topics or what comes up for you, not only more personally, but spiritually, so you can take those things to God and also take them to your counselor so that you can kind of work through them. But please use this podcast not to like try to, you know, for yourself navigate through this alone. You got to do this with God, and you absolutely have to do this with a counselor. In the next podcast series, I'm going to really talk about, the Holy Spirit's really been on me about sharing the hope of Jesus, because I feel like as believers, we have an advantage with Jesus. And I feel like I have kind of shared a lot of these topics, but I don't want you all to feel pigeonholed into not knowing that Jesus is really our hope, and that because we have him, we are literally at an advantage from the rest of the world. And so because of that, I really want to talk about the hope of Jesus, because although these things are things that we still have to address, we have a spiritual advantage because Jesus has died for us. So I'm going to talk about that in the next podcast series, but today we're going to talk about avoidance coping. So first I want to say, this takes work. Like, this is not something that is going to be easy. It is not. Dealing with things that you avoid naturally is not going to be the easiest thing for you. Practical sense, it takes work. It's exhausting. You are going to want to give up all the time. You're going to not like your therapist at some point. You're not probably going to like God at certain points with things that have to constantly be brought up. But I promise you, there is hope on the other side of this. Sitting with hard feelings is not fun. However, the more you do it, the more you'll see your ability to do so. And I won't say that on the other side of dealing with one thing, you're not going to be hit with another. There are things that still pop up to this day for me, even having had been in counseling and being a therapist. There's no I've arrived, because we all have real lives and we're all dealing with things personally. But I also want you to know that this is not a shame tactic. Like, none of this is ever going to be equated to shame. Me sharing these things with you all is helping you understand that they're there versus you avoiding them. And really, I don't want you to ever feel like, and I heard this from an amazing Black woman I love. I follow her. Her name is Mylique. She shared a reel on Instagram. And basically, I'm summarizing what she said, but she said, you cannot feel like you're a bad person or you're bad at something you never learned. Like, the difference between being bad at something you were taught, there's a difference between being bad at something you were taught, but don't consider shaming yourself about something you never learned. You're not bad at something you never learned. You're not bad because you never learned how to express emotions. You were never taught. You were never given the tools. Oftentimes, most of us, anytime emotions were brought up, we were immediately met with, stop crying. Don't feel that way. I don't know why you feel that way. It was always like shut off or dismissed or not heard or not validated. So to even know how to do it and feel safe, feel heard, feel acknowledged. Most of us are adults and have never at one point had somebody acknowledge what they did to us and how much it hurt. We may have had it later in life, but even the acknowledgement may have felt disingenuous, or the acknowledgement might have been coupled with, well, that was so many years ago, you shouldn't feel this way. And so when there's a lack of acknowledgement, there is a lack of safety. There is a lack of accountability. And so because of that, you may feel very hopeless and feel very powerless in your walk towards being able to address these things. So the natural thing is to avoid, because avoiding it feels in the moment better than addressing it or feeling the emotions. And so what I'm going to talk about in this podcast is what avoidance coping is, why it isn't healthy, but avoidance coping. And I'm also going to talk about avoidance coping and anxiety and how it manifests itself in that way. And then I'll give you some tips from a faith perspective and how you can actually do some things practically to start addressing this. In the next podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can manage your emotions in a healthier way. So I'm going to take kind of what we talked about last week and this week and kind of bring it together for some strategies that you can use to help you know how to kind of navigate these uncomfortable emotions in a very healthy but also practical way. Okay. So what is avoidance coping? So I'm going to also link below the article I pulled up some of this information from. I'm going to add my story into some of this and some of the things I've researched, but feel free to read that for yourself if you are a nerd like me. So avoidance coping, also known as avoidant coping, avoidance behaviors, and escape coping, is a basically an unhealthy form of coping in which a person changes their behaviors to avoid thinking about, feeling, or doing difficult things. So this looks like so many different areas, but most of the time it's kind of our way of telling ourselves, okay, I'm just going to forget about this, which in a way seems cool, but you still are ruminating on it. You're still thinking about it. You're still, you know, wanting to address the problem, but don't, because you tell yourself, I don't want to deal with it. Avoidance coping can also be something you're not realizing you're doing. So that could be, I was talking to my clinical supervisor last week, and it was coming from a place of like, if something is extremely uncomfortable, you impulsively make a decision to leave. So that could be a job. You just are like, oh, I don't like this, and you move on, instead of kind of like pushing through something. Or a relationship, you immediately see something, you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Or it's bringing up things in you that are uncomfortable, like rejection or abandonment or whatever you might name. And instead of kind of like working through that for yourself, you just immediately disengage. And so avoidance coping involves trying to avoid stressors rather than dealing with them. And so avoiding stress might seem okay because you kind of try to become less stressed, but it's ultimately going to manifest. And instead of confronting or dealing with the stressor, you essentially just try to reduce any feeling that's going to cause you to feel unsafe or uncomfortable. And really what I like to say is uncomfortable. And so this becomes very much so an anxiety point for a lot of people to deal with anything that would essentially address them not being perfect, address them having to address something that someone else did. I was reading this morning, and I was reading in Matthew was talking about the Beatitudes, and I was talking about meekness, and really what it was talking about was that God sees the things that people are doing that hurt and harm us, but being able to come to him to know that he is dealing with it. And like, baby girl, that's hard, okay? Like, just things that people do to you, it's natural for you to just want to react or turn in on yourself and say you're the problem. And so most of us have not been given the tools to confront, because confronting means that I have to now deal with this, or I have to take responsibility for my actions being involved in this, or I have to deal with the uncomfortableness of my choice. And not all of our choices are going to be perfect. We're going to make some not so great choices, or choices that are going to cause us to be in a season that may not be fun. And so because of that, most of us avoid. This can go even as deep as finances. Some of us may find that we might be in deep credit card debt because of whatever reason, the economy, all of this. even having to take responsibility, we might blame inflation, which is a true thing, but having to really then be coupled with these things that we ultimately want to avoid. And so why isn't this healthy? So avoidance is going to manifest over time. It's going to manifest in anxiety. It's going to manifest in stress. It's going to manifest in your temperament being low with people, like you're just very snappy. You're going to see this avoidance way of dealing with things manifest itself. And really what happens is it takes away our ability to take personal responsibility for what we can do. But some examples of this is we'll just also procrastinate. So sometimes we avoid things, but instead of us, you know, doing it or getting it done, we're instead thinking about it all the time. Like, you ever have a situation with somebody and you get into it with them and you, because I can think of a couple situations for me, your baby girl, okay? And instead of you dealing with it with them, you're ruminating on it over and over and over in your mind. Like it has not gone away, versus you taking steps of like, let's schedule a time for us to talk about it, or let's go to counseling about it, or as a friend, I was in a bad place and I really, really needed you to be there for me. And when I didn't feel like that, I really wanted to just like cut you off. Like just addressing it versus being like, they're wrong, I don't like them, it's not gonna work. That creates a lot of narratives in our mind that people aren't safe, people aren't worthy to be trusted, people coming into our lives are always gonna hurt us. So imagine walking your life thinking this. And not to say that it doesn't happen, because I definitely used to feel like I can't trust people with how I feel. I can't trust people with anything. If I open myself up to them, especially spiritually, that was like very uncomfortable for me to like share who I was and how I am spiritually, because even how I feel about God is very vulnerable. Will they understand? Will I be met with, oh, you just doing too much as a Christian? And so because of this level of vulnerability that's required when it comes to addressing versus avoiding, we often don't feel safe. And what I'll even go as far as saying, I may do an episode on this, is emotional safety.
This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. I am so excited to tell y'all about this brand because it has been so helpful to me. So I am not in my 20s anymore. And as I'm getting older, I'm really kind of understanding a little bit more about my hormones after having two kids. I'm really understanding like my mood shifts, my fatigue, sometimes my stress throughout the month, especially during those cycles of time before my period. So I recently started researching cycle seeking, and it was so helpful for me because I really kind of began to understand these different changes when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feeling tired, when I am feeling like my mood is different. I'm also just experiencing some of those kind of early PMS symptoms of like bloating and gassy and poor sleep and kind of racing thoughts and low mood. And so I started doing some research into cycle syncing and kind of came to understand that our different periods before our cycle change because of our hormones. And so I was thinking about a way to combat this, and Happy Mammoth is a brand that I think is going to be super helpful to some of my audience that might be experiencing some of these things. And so I think a lot of times we kind of associate our different moods with something's wrong with us, or that there is actually something that we're struggling with mental health wise, but not really understanding that as a woman, we naturally have up and down moods because of our hormones. And so for me, if you are someone that's maybe in your mid-20s and you're kind of seeing like during different periods of the month, you're more sad or you're more overwhelmed, this might be a good opportunity for you to maybe supplement and try to combat that with some of the amazing products at Happy Mammoth. So I want to talk to you all about particularly one specific product called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormone changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And it means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. If you're someone that definitely struggles with maybe bloating or maybe sleep or even racing thoughts or low moods, Hormone Harmony would be perfect for you. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order with Happy Mammoth. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HAPPMAMMOTH.com, and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
We feel like we've experienced so many years. Yeah, I'm going to have to do episode on that, girl. We've experienced so many years of lack of emotional safety. So you might have been safe in your house. You might have been safe, you know, physically. But emotional safety is a lot deeper, because it means I am comfortable sharing myself and being my authentic self with you and not being judged, not being criticized, not being rejected, not being abandoned. And to experience some of that in your life, you can often think and have the frame of reference that that is always going to happen. And so creating spaces of emotional safety can often cause us to avoid and avoid coping or have avoidant coping. And so because of this, you know, it's really, things pile up. Like I know with the level of stressors it is with having a family, having a job, having a business, having a kid, having, you know, things God telling you to do, baby, okay? Like, the level of stress at times is so high, like, you want to sometimes avoid dealing. So that's where people can go into using substances. That's where people can go into shopping their emotions away, making themselves feel better with other things versus dealing with it, because it is not a natural default. Like, it is not a default for probably a good amount of the population to deal with emotions. More so now when you've learned the skills to do so, because managing emotions is a skill. It's almost like, let me think of something. It's almost like drawing. Like, if somebody were to give me crayons and a pen and a piece of paper, I could draw stick people. But I have not at that point learned the skill of drawing, versus an artist who has the skill of drawing can probably draw shadows and facial features in a very much so artistic way that I can't, because they have the skill. And so it's the same thing with this. Like, I'm presenting this to you all as a means to help you understand that this is a skill that has to be learned over time. And so the more you learn how to deal with it and learn the skill, the less you will be, and having also a therapist that's going to confront you, like you telling them, my way of dealing with things is to not deal with them. Like, I need help with being challenged on how to not avoid. And, you know, sometimes I can think of my therapist, you know, really helping me see areas I avoided a lot in because I just did not want to deal with it because it felt hurtful. Shame was a big one, because shame really made me feel like I should do things a certain way. I should have been able to do this. I should have known this at this age, or I should have did this, or I should have X, Y, and Z. I've changed a lot of my language to where it's like, I'm not a should person really as much anymore. I learned that over time, because should is really shameful. It makes me feel like, because I didn't know something, that I'm wrong or I'm bad. And anybody that feels shameful doesn't want to feel that way. So you just kind of avoid. Or even more so than anything, when it comes to people who feel like they are, you know, they have it all together. They feel like they can navigate through the world because they have it all together. But really, there's a deep sense of longing and maybe more connection with other people. But when you close yourself off often, it's really hard to do so. And so avoidance coping really can be come up with anxiety, especially in relationships, because avoidance can create large problems over time, especially in relationships, because things pile up. You get into it with someone and then y'all don't address it. Have another argument, y'all don't address it. Have years of arguments and they're not addressed. You're going to be pulling back years of things that happened. Well, you did this X, Y, and Z years ago. It was never addressed and talked about. And so it's overwhelming to work through it, but working through it can help bring up and address these two different perspectives. And a lot of things, what I tell clients oftentimes, especially when you're dealing with people, is you are dealing with another human with another experience, another perception, and another ability to think differently. You don't have control over that. And so because you don't have a control over that, that doesn't always necessarily mean you're right. Sometimes our feelings to avoid, like, I feel like there's always a partner that's like the one that wants to address it, and then there's one that doesn't want to address it. I'm the one that doesn't want to address it. My husband is very much so the one that wants to address it. But oftentimes you don't have the emotional capacity. So there are a lot of times I have to take breaks when we talk about heavy things because I get so revved up. I don't want to say anything rude. But even learning our communication style, dating him 10 years, being married almost 5, still learning how to not avoid things, still to this day. So it doesn't mean time is always a factor. There are different ways that you have to learn how to not avoid. But these things do pile up. And this pattern can really also impact our thoughts, the way we think our way out of bad situations to avoid getting hurt. We become very engaged in trying to think of a solution rather than acting on one. So instead of you trying to work for a way to actually fix the issue, you work a way to try to get out of it. Girl, baby, this is me, okay? I can't tell you how many times as an entrepreneur, and you know, I know that, you know, not everybody that listens to my podcast is an entrepreneur, but just I do feel like it's something God has positioned me to do in this season. And so I can't tell you how many times when it gets hard, I'm like, I just go back to work. And that's me avoiding the pain and the discomfort of what I might be experiencing that day, knowing that this is something that God has placed in my path for me to do right now. So instead of me trying to work through the hard parts of it, find solutions, get organized, I'm trying to find a way to escape all this and go back to work. So same situation could be for a lot of people. Is like, instead of you dealing with sitting in the uncomfortable feelings of you made a mistake, or it's just hard right now, or you wasted money, or you had to make a really tough decision, instead of you facing that, sitting through it, you always try to find a way out of it. That's the way you can tell if you deal with performance. Avoidance coping. And so I kind of want to bring this into a faith perspective really quickly, because I think that we can sometimes forget that Jesus was that dude, and that what he did was just off the chain. Like, his entire message of the good news of the kingdom was so different and overwhelming. It went against the natural thought process that everybody was used to. They were used to, you know, doing things by the law and all this kind of stuff, that even the disciples were like, who is this man where he does all these things and like responds to the Pharisees in this way? Like, Jesus was so off of like avoiding, he was more into addressing. And so oftentimes this is where we can constantly, you know, why we may go back and forth about who we are with God, because God has to constantly remind us of who we are, constantly, constantly remind you of who you are, constantly remind you of how amazing you are. Because in the moment, most times you may not feel like it, but a lot of times, in order to even sometimes get to a place where you can really see who you are, it means dealing with all the stuff that was there beforehand. Because when you are born again, you receive Christ, but there is a sanctification process. There is a lifetime of you learning to connect to God and be righteous, because righteousness doesn't happen just like right off the bat. We're justified because we are then not subject to the punishment of our sins through Jesus, but you are still having to walk the walk of righteousness. Because you could just do your life and not think that you have to be righteous. But with God, he is going to purify you to make you righteous. He is going to make you do things that are just like off the chain, not what your family did, completely going against the grain, because that is our walk. And so most times it is addressing these things to do things in a more healthier way. So kind of more practically, like, what can you do practically? And really it's more like buy your stress relief strategies. And essentially that could be you going for a walk. That could be you journaling. That could be you talking in community. I don't think I've talked about this as deeply as I would like, but like, community is such a gift from God. It is probably the most underrated, not talked as much about things. I know people say, oh, I need community, that kind of, but like, true authentic community is the place where sometimes you let these things out. I can't begin to tell y'all the conversations I've had with friends, and I literally write on my list of gratitude often, like, having great friendships, because it has taught me to be vulnerable and authentic within friendships, because I'm then sharpened by the people that I'm close to because of these things that I hold in. Because there's a lot of times I have a lot of thoughts about things that I could do better in X, Y, and Z. And sometimes I just need to be told I'm doing a good job as a mom. I'm doing a good job as a wife. And that may not always come from me saying, maybe coming from a friend, or that I need somebody to just rationalize through my tears, because most of the time I'm crying all the time, what I feel. And I do understand that we've all kind of experienced some level of hurt and pain in relationships. But to what degree are you going to continue to place yourself in a place where you don't get to experience these things because of past situations? And it's hard to trust people. But at the same time, that is probably one of the most authentic gifts God has given us besides Jesus and relationship with him, is community. And it's just a beautiful process to have that and be able to experience that. And so sometimes you have to have these conversations in community. You have to have these conversations with a therapist. You have to have a safe place that can just empower you to help you deal with these stressors. And ultimately, this is how, you know, learning how to be open with God. Like, maybe I'll do a podcast on that, of just like not avoiding God, like truly looking at God in the eyes of a relationship, not religion, where you think he's limited by your feelings and what you've experienced. Not one sink. I don't care when I say, I don't care what you have done. There is not one single thing that's far off from Jesus. It's not even, there's not one thing that's far from God. Because again, nothing new is under the sun. Like, all the things we're experiencing are things that they were experiencing back when the children of Israel left Egypt. So it's not anything uncommon. It's just weird in our certain space and time where we're dealing with it. And so we think that God is far from these things, and that we can't wrestle with him about it. But that's the whole point of being vulnerable with him, is wrestling with him about it. And so it can be really hard, and I definitely understand that, because it's taken me time to be authentically vulnerable with God. But just that is a place of understanding that you can't avoid the one who knows you the best. Like, there's no way you, no matter how much you try to run from God when you are his, there's no running away. Like, there's not one place you can go. So I think when we think that we can, that's when we get into the place of rebellion, and we can get into a place of a lack of humility. And that's just a dangerous place to be spiritually, because it pulls you away from that presence of God, and we need the presence of God. And so, you know, I think I'll talk about in the next podcast just more strategies on how you can overall manage your emotions. But really, with avoidance, it's coming to a place of understanding that you can't hide from everything. And sometimes there's places and, you know, times to do it in a healthier way. Like, I'll talk a little bit about compartmentalizing. Like if you go to work, you can't be crying at work all day. But like, how can you compartmentalize maybe your emotions to do your job, so that you can kind of deal with this better? And some days it's better than most. Like, some days it's your personal life bleeds into what you do daily, and that just happens. And it is life, sis. You can't shame yourself for it. But just know, like, there's grace for that still. There's grace for that even being a thing. So I hope this podcast was helpful. Please share it with someone if you think that they're an avoidance coper, because maybe I think at some degree we all are. And so that they can start to address some of the things that are on their mind as well. So I hope that you love the podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Make sure you listen to the rest of the series if you haven't. And I love y'all, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good week.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.